Yes. Good evening, everybody. My name is Karina, and welcome to a new podcast. Well, I hope you are okay. You are good, whatever you are. In my case, I'm feeling well. Better than I used to be. And today's podcast is going to be about things to consider when you come to Peru. Actually, this was a homework that my English teacher told me to do, that it was to write an essay about things. It's an essay in which you give some tips or advices to people that are coming to Peru. And well, I did the essay. I have here the papers, and well, I would like to share with you, not the essay, but to give some ideas that I write down here. So let's start. Okay, Peru is a country located in South America. Peru is well known for its food, culture, places to visit, variety of animals, and many other wonderful things. So if you're coming to Peru, you will definitely enjoy it. But to make your trip easier, here I will present some tips to take in consideration when you come to Peru. And here is the part that it says, before coming to any country, you should check out some basic information such as the local money, the water, how safety are the places, documents you need to enter the country. So if you travel to Peru, for example, from December to March, you need summer clothes. Because during those months, it's hot here in Peru. It's very hot. So you need comfortable clothes and summer clothes, as I said. On the other hand, if you come to Peru from June to September, here in Peru it's winter. So you need sweaters, you need winter clothes. However, not all the cities have the same weather. I think that is similar to the United States also. For example, here in Peru, in Lima here is winter now. But it's not the same in the jungle. In the jungle, it's summer. So inside Peru, you can find different waters. So you have to check the specific place you are going to visit. How is the weather in the specific place you are going to visit? And I think that's the same in the United States. There are some inside the United States, you are going to find some places that in which the weather is hot, and some places in which the weather is cold. So you have to check out the information about the weather so you could bring the right clothes. During your visit, you can follow these tips. The first is that try to buy in reliable places. Store that accept credit or debit card. If you pay by cash, check the money very well, or ask someone to check the money for you. Yes, this is very important. Here in Peru, you can find the fake money or false money, or money that is similar to the original, but it's not the original, and it's fake or it's false. So to avoid these problems, you can pay by cards, credit or debit card, or if you want to pay by cash, because there are some places, some stores that don't accept credit cards. So you can ask someone, maybe your tour guide, to check the money for you. Mm-hmm. Or you can, there are some tips that you can use to check in the case of the money. For example, you could sh when you touch the how do you call this the let me check is this word yes when you check the bill and you touch the bill, you are going to sense some like it's not a normal paper. You're going to fix like a texture. Mm-hmm. I think that's the. Let me find the supervision. Yes, the texture. You're going to feel like a texture on the bill. Mm-hmm. Or you can buy to a reliable places. Mm-hmm. What else? Bargaining is very usual in Peru, so you can do it. If you want a discount and save money, bargaining is a good option. Yes, that is very common in Peru. For us, it's very usual to bargain for things when we buy. Why? I don't know, but it's very common. I always bargain when I go. For some people, that can be seen as a bad thing because, I don't know, for example, the people that are selling, they are working, right? And if another people come and bargain for something, for some people can be seen as negative thing because, you know, the person is working and you should accept the price. But for other people, on the other hand, no, it is super common. And also, if the seller doesn't give you a bargain, you don't buy something or you don't continue buying something. And yes, it's true. I used to be a seller, and I used to give bargain. Always. And people always ask for bargain, and I always used to give that a discount. Mm-hmm. So it is very common, and you should do that. You should bargain. So if you see a product that you like, yes, don't show like you're so desperated to buy that product. Just see and check the product with not really interest. And the person, the seller, is going to give you a discount, maybe. Even if you don't ask for a discount, the seller is going to give you. So bargaining is very popular here in Peru, and you can do it. And the seller is not going to feel bad. He knows that bargaining is common here. Another important thing I write down is about the food. Peru has delicious food. However, you are not going to find delicious food everywhere. If you want to eat delicious food, you should check out the restaurant. Yes, this is very important, and it's true. Yes, it is well known that Peru has delicious food, but not all the restaurants offer delicious food. So you have to check. You can investigate information about the restaurants and choose the right one. Mm-hmm. Don't trust all the restaurants. You have to check the information first. Mm-hmm. Because even there are some restaurants that are not so clean, and you could then get sick. So it's important to check the information to choose the right restaurant. And some advice after you visit Peru that I write down in my essay are that, for example, you have to take the taxi to the airport earlier. If you travel to an international place, don't go out late. Many things can happen. For example, the traffic in Peru can make you arrive late. Yes, the traffic in Peru here is terrible. So please take the taxi earlier. There are some things I also write that you can take to you to your country. For example, if you love coffee, I really recommend you to take Peruvian coffee to your country so you can try. Also, I recommend you to buy handicraft. Are a good option. So you can go to how is the school? To a craft fair. In Cusco, for example, there are many craft fairs. I haven't gone to Cusco yet, but I really would like to. I hope to do that the next year and take many pictures. And well, what other tips I can give you? I was thinking also about the how safety are the places. Well, here in Peru, there are some places that are safe. However, there are other places that are not so safe. So you have to be careful about those places. And yes, I think that's all. What else you should know? I don't know. Well, that I think that it's not going to be a problem if you don't know Spanish, because there are always people that speak English, I think. And there are always people that want to practice English. For example, me. I always want to practice English with foreign people. But in my case, I never find foreign people outside, or foreign people never ask me for something. But I always listen to them when I go to Miraflores or when I go to touristic places. I always listen to them. But just that. And yes, people always want to speak English, so ask everybody. Well, not everybody is going to speak, but they will try and they will be very excited. I would be very excited if I find people from a country that speaks English. What else? I don't know. I think that's all. Well, as a conclusion, it's always important to research about the country that you're going to visit. In the case of Peru, you need to check out some information before coming. For example, the weather. Also, during your visit, you could bargain when you buy things. And finally, you don't want to have problems, so take your exit early. Yes. Also, something important, and this also happened to me when I traveled to Mexico, is that if you're going to buy something, try to not only buy in one place. For example, if you go to a fair, try to walk a lot or walk more because the prices are different. So one person can offer or can sell the product, for example, for 20 soles, but if you walk more, you can find another product for 10 soles, for example. So it's important to check the prices very well. The products don't have the same price. So always check the prices in all the places you can and then buy. That happened to me in Mexico. I bought something for a price and then I walk more and I found the same product, but the price was less. So it's important to walk. And yes, that's all. I wanted to share my essay with you, so you can know more about my country and more tips. And I hope you visit my country. And yes, that's all. Thank you for listening to me. I really like to talk to people. I really like to share podcasts. And also, this is a good idea. I would like to share this podcast also with my students so they can listen to me. and they can practice their listening too. So that's all for today. I hope you are okay whenever you are, and I hope to have more time to do more podcasts and share with you more things. Goodbye, and have a very nice week.